Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new law in Illinois is raising the age at which senior drivers need to take a mandatory driving test, WBEZ's Sam Nofsker reports.
Current Illinois law requires behind-the-wheel driving tests for drivers ages 79 to 86. But in July, only seniors aged 87 or older will need a road test, with an emphasis placed on driving ability rather than age. For years, Illinois has been the only state in the country to require regular behind-the-wheel testing for senior citizens. Senior drivers who are 79 to 86 are still required to renew their license at the DMV and pass a vision screening test. The law is a major component of Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias' Road Safety and Fairness Act. He says the change is about removing unnecessary burdens for Illinois seniors, who are among the state's safest drivers. I'm Sam Nofsker.
U.S. lawmakers are considering a measure that would allow shoppers to buy rotisserie chickens through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Currently, SNAP benefits cannot be used to buy hot food from the grocery store. Robin Manthe with Minnesota Food Bank Second Harvest Heartland says the move would provide more nutritional options for SNAP recipients.
What we hear from families is they want to feed their kids something healthy and nutritious. And for me, rotisserie chicken meets both of those.
Some grocers' associations have endorsed the rule change proposal, but don't expect large gains for retailers, which have faced higher input costs in recent months. The measure is part of the Farm Bill approved by House lawmakers this spring. Illinois' largest labor union is putting off endorsing candidates running for office this fall. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
In a state with deep labor roots, the Illinois AFL-CIO has long served as a politically reliable ally for the Democratic Party. Its members serve as a broad voter base for Democratic candidates. But President Tim Drea says a union is deferring its support for any candidate this fall. In a statement, Drea says they're frustrated with the General Assembly's lack of progress on union priorities. That includes passing expanded unemployment benefits, fixing a pension system for state workers, and surveillance pricing protections. Drea says the union must back candidates who, quote, do not just talk about labor priorities, but deliver real wins for working people. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Davenport Police Department reports a motorcyclist suffered life-threatening injuries Saturday afternoon near the intersection of North Division Street and West Lombard Street. A preliminary investigation indicates that a Jeep driving south on Division Street around 4 p.m. attempted to turn left onto Lombard Street when the southbound motorcycle attempted to pass. The motorcycle crossed the center line into oncoming traffic and collided with the turning Jeep. The 42-year-old motorcyclist was transported to a local hospital. The incident remains under investigation. A colorful new mural painted by nationally recognized artist Kababi Bayok has brightened a train bridge wall in downtown Davenport. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports the art project wrapped up last week next to the Martin Luther King Jr. Interpretive Center.
A partnership among Friends of MLK, Quad City Arts, and Downtown Davenport Partnership, the St. Louis-based artist worked with Friends of MLK head Ryan Sadler on the local history depicted on the wall. It aims to honor the resilience, entrepreneurship, entertainment, labor, and community life of Black Davenport during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Bayok, who's been an artist for 30 years and has focused on public murals since 2017, appreciates infusing his art with important historical or educational lessons. But he's also a fan of the art form in general for how it enhances and enlivens any public space.
I mean, I love it. I mean, it's part of the reason me and my wife travel. We go looking for public art, and I always go to cities and try to see scenes. And, you know, I mean, concrete by itself is kind of boring. So I don't think there's any harm in adding some color and some joy to people's travels or to their scene as they move through the day.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the mural is set for 11 a.m. on Wednesday. This is WVIK News.